people are arrested who are not citizens under the Vienna Convention, the jail has to give them access to their country's consul if they ask for it. So you need to find out if people are a citizen or not. And if they're not a citizen, you can ask them about their immigration status. That's not a violation of anyone's civil rights. Mm. And if they say that, and you'd be surprised how many individuals admit that they're in the country illegally, you can give a call to ICE and see if they're interested in this person. More than likely, ICE has also already received an alert about this person's arrest if they're a match in the immigration databases. And that's usually when ICE will issue the detainer. They look at the case, they look at the individual, they say, do we have probable cause? Is this someone who should be a priority? Are there other things we should be considering? Do we have bed space to take them into custody? What's going to be the outcome? And if they decide to go forward, then they issue the detainer. And that's only in about 25% of the cases. And that's when, if ICE is actually going to move to remove a criminal alien, the local law enforcement agencies should be cooperating with that. You know, this is not overzealous immigration enforcement or, you know, a violation of anyone's civil rights. This is, you know, this is important to the integrity of our immigration laws and the safety of our community.